I've been standing at the Vienna train station for the last 2 days witnessing train load after train load of exhausted refugees arriving from Hungary, but arriving to a welcome that, to be honest, I've been really inspired and overwhelmed by. Not only the Austrian authorities, but civil society and individual people have come out to greet them, to applaud them even, and then to offer them all kinds of gestures of humanity, food, clothing, little toys for the kids, stuffed animals, spaces where children could play, medical care, hotspots and chargers for mobile phones. It was a just absolutely incredible outpouring of welcome. To me, what this means is particularly that so many people came out to help is that they're sending a signal to Europe. We do not want a continent that is a fortress. We want a continent that is welcoming to people who have fled war and persecution.
Can you just tell me where these people are being housed? What's happening to them once they arrive by the trainload?
Well, the majority are actually under a kind of emergency deal because of the numbers and because of the situation in Hungary. Germany and Austria, and we welcome this very much, made a decision to allow people to come in and move on. Actually, most of them, actually the vast majority, moved on to Germany. So Germany is now at the Munich train station, also providing an incredible welcome and a swift relocation to different parts of Germany to be processed. Of course, there can't be a German solution to a European problem, and we're actually calling on and supporting the calls from the European leaders who are receiving the vast majority of the refugees for urgent measures to be taken to distribute more equitably the burden across the rest of Europe.
Yes, I was going to say, your recent press releases and messages from High Commissioner Antonio Guterres saying we need mass relocation shared by the European Union. How is it with the latest influx? Have things changed?
You know, I think a couple of things changed. They were turning point for European leaders. One was during a summit in Vienna last week, the grim discovery of 71 refugees who had suffocated in a smuggler's truck just 30 kilometers from where they were meeting. This was a shock, I think, to world leaders to see what refugees and migrants have to go through to reach Europe. The second was the drowning of Aylan Kurdi, the 3-year-old boy and his brother and his mother, as they were trying to reach Europe. That image just captured the imagination of Europe's public and also even the tabloid media. And things changed after that. Leaders were being asked by their publics why they weren't doing more to help people fleeing war and persecution as they arrived in Europe. Why did they have to take such dangerous journeys? So I think there is now a movement, and I think there will be action taken to manage this situation, a situation we believe is manageable if there's the political will.